Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. I'm Ken Graham right here in our operations area where the forecast is being created at the official clock. It's 6 p.m. Eastern, and now's the time for your update on Hurricane Michael. Taking a look at the satellite here, a very healthy system, and, you know, looking at the eye and looking at some of the convection around the center, indicating that, you know, this is a system that's well-developed, and you can actually start seeing some of these rain bands starting to form around it, and that's where some of the areas that we're going to see some of the first impacts making landfall. The forecast really hasn't changed a whole lot through this process, getting stronger as predicted, and actually the latest winds 120 miles an hour. We are now 270 miles south-southeast of Apalachicola, so we're getting closer and closer, moving north at 12 miles an hour. In other words, we need to start wrapping up that planning because here it comes, some of the impacts. And really one thing to look at, you look at the size of the actual tropical storm force winds. Think about this, 185 miles away from the center. That means, you know, we're looking at a system that's not just a center. You can't just look at the cone. The cone is a cone of air where we expect the center to be. The impact's well outside this cone. Hurricane force winds even extending outside the cone at 40 miles from the center. So this whole swath of wind is going to make its way northward, and that's the center. That's the edge of the winds. That's going to get there first. So you're going to start seeing the impacts in these rain bands and start seeing these tropical storm force winds, and that's why we have this hurricane warning. With time, this is one of the issues that we have. Every storm is different. This is one that we could talk about differently here. So talk about all those winds at the coast. You're going to have that rain. You're going to have those winds knocking down trees and power. But even with time in Georgia, this is overnight on Thursday, still a storm. And during the day Thursday, still a storm. So if you take that rain, you take those winds, that means we're going to have a lot of trees and power lines down. And that's going to create some issues for some people that could be prolonged in some cases. And there's the rainfall. That's one of the factors that go into this. Still talking about the Florida panhandle stretching into portions of Georgia, 6 to 10 inches of rain. Some places might even get 12 inches of rain, and 4 to 6 well into Georgia and the Carolinas. So that's one of the issues with flash flooding, and you take the wind on top of that, and that'll continue to be a problem. The other factor is it's just a vulnerable place in the Gulf of Mexico. We have a very shallow, you know, we look at the actual depth of the water right here. It's a shallow portion of the Gulf of Mexico. And as a result, you have these little areas where the water gets trapped and the shallow depth. And as a result, the water really piles up. And you can see this in the storm surge forecast. If you take the tides plus the forecast, 9 to 13 feet is incredibly dangerous, life-threatening storm surge, even away from the center, 6 to 9 feet. You go Apalachicola, those high values. You look at over Cedar Key down to Crystal River, the high values that we have there. Even over Destin, 6 to 9 feet, 2 to 4 feet in Pensacola, even Metro Tampa, you can see 2 to 4 feet. Some of those low-lying areas, the roads could be inundated. So be careful and stay off the roads is the best recommendation. So we need people to really listen to the local officials. If they tell you you're at risk and they tell you you need to leave, you need to leave. And it's not just on that coast. We're going to talk about inland, too. Any one of these tributaries, just because you're not on the coast and you live inland, you could still see some of these high values. So listen to those officials. Be ready. That window is now collapsing on us. So we have to be ready. There's not much time. Got to wrap things up and be ready and be in a safe place away from risk tonight. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.